Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Yes, Chanel, you went in and you deducted $91.89 without my authority, and I just called my bank. Why did you go in on 416 and deduct $91.89 without letting me know? I want all that money put back in my account because checks are getting ready to bounce as of today.
All righty, so I definitely understand your concern and your frustrations, and I'll be more than happy to assist. Give me one brief moment, ma'am.
Who gave y'all the authority to go in people's account and to just deduct $91.89 on their account without their authority? Who
okay,
gave you
ma'am,
that?
As I stated once before, I definitely understand the frustration, and I do want to help resolve the situation. I am a third-party customer service, so I want to know what's going on in your account until we have it pulled up. May you please provide me your first and last name along with that billing address for security purposes, please?
First name is Gloria. Last name is Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T.
All right. Thank you so much for that information, Mrs. Bryant. And for that billing address, could you provide it to me for security purposes, please?
134. Avocet, A-V-O-C-E-T Lane, Clayton, North Carolina, 2750.
Thank you so much for that information. So I do see that there was a purchase that was made on the 29th of March. It was for the Elvire skincare product. It was the cream, the serum, where you got to test out for a 14-day trial period for the shipping and handling charge of $7.45. And $6.70. It was an all-natural product that helps reduce fine lines and wrinkles. How have you been enjoying the product?
First of all, nothing with me enjoying the product or not, nothing stated on that bill that there will be a continuation of $91 deducted from my account. I'm getting ready to go grocery shopping, and I need food. And here I'm looking at my account to see how much money I have in my account, and you go in without my authority. I authored you to get the $6 or the $7.49 because I have the receipt on my computer. And I did not authorize anybody to go in there and take $91.89. Where I liked the product or not, I want it back in my account.
Okay.
I don't
so
know
are
if
you
I like-
aware that you subscribe for, to a subscription, ma'am? If you did not cancel within the 14 days of testing out that product, then it would continue.
I'm ready to call my bank right now and tell them that you guys was a fraud. You did not.
Now, it's not a fraud, ma'am, because you received the product and you also did subscribe to the terms and conditions.
I want my $91.89 back in my account. You didn't say nothing about on your receipt that there was going to be a $14 prize and there would be another amount deducted from your account. You did not say that, and I have my receipt.
No, it did say that information within the terms and conditions. Did you go over that?
No, I did not go over that.
Okay,
but I want
so the charges on the account.
I want my money back in my account.
Okay, so the charges on the account are valid. However, by disputing the process, your bank or your credit card company will contact us. We will provide them those terms and conditions along with that tracking number showing charges are legal and valid. And at that point, you will become ineligible for a refund, ma'am. So
oh, no, no, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. You're giving my money back. Oh, no.
Okay. So I can go ahead and make sure everything is canceled within the account and provide you with a 35% refund due to the fact that you did not cancel within the 14 days.
No, 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 no. Listen to me. You listen to me real good. You are going to return my $91.89.
As I stated once before, ma'am, you did not cancel this account out within the 14 days. I can cancel.
And that is not.
It was stated, ma'am. I could provide you the information on the website.
And you're not listening to me. I want my money back in my account today.
The charges are valid on the account, ma'am. I can meet you halfway with a 50% refund.
That's not
going
to happen. I'm getting ready to call my bank right now and tell them that
ma'am,
you was a
these
fraud.
Charges are valid. And if they give us a call, they will review this account and see that the charges are legal and valid.
You did not say anything about
and
this.
We did
one.
Say that in the website, ma'am.
File. Listen to me, miss. You did not say anything about there was a $45 trial on this so-called cream that you sent me. I figure something told me, do not do this. They're going to go in your account, and they're going to dip in your account. Something told me that.
Ma'am, it did state that information on the website.
Listen to me. No, you listen to me.
So it did state that information on the website. If you did not cancel, then this would those after trial charges would apply.
Are you going to give me my money back? Mm-mm,
the charges on the account are valid. Now I can meet you halfway with a 50% refund, ma'am.
No, you're not going to give me no 50% refund. You give me my whole $91.89 back.
Ma'am, there were terms and conditions to follow, and you did not follow them accordingly.
Right now. And tell them that you was a fraud and you did not.
These charges aren't fraud because you can charge a federal fine due to a fraud accusation of fraud, ma'am.
And you did not state anything in your statement saying that after the 14 days that there would be a charge of $91.89. I would take this all the way to my lawyer.
You have every right to do so, ma'am, but by taking it to your lawyer, ma'am, what's going to happen?
Oh, you're going to go all the way to the top of this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a job, and you're going to give me my money back. Oh, no, I'm getting ready to go to the grocery store now, and I got $91.89 out of my account about some cream. Oh, no.
It's actually $91.89 and $92.90.
No, you are, How much?
$91.90 and $92.90.
$91.90, and you're talking about $100-some dollars?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, no, ma'am. Oh, no, I'm giving a call to my bank right now. 91, okay, you said 91.89. How much the other one was for?
92.90.
I'm giving a call to my bank right now. All right, goodbye.
Now, I can do a 75% refund for you.
No. You're giving me all my money back. You're not giving me no 75% back. You're giving me all my money back. I'm getting ready to call them right now.
Well, ma'am, you did order this product, and you did receive the product as well. You didn't cancel the account for 14 days.
Oh, no, sweetheart.
And by looking at the website,
if
you have those terms and conditions on there.
I'm getting ready to call my bank right now.
You have every right to do so, ma'am, but by calling your bank, they will call us, and they will review the account.
No. Goodbye.
Let me speak with my supervisor on the behalf of a full refund, ma'am.
God, you give me my money back today. You go ahead and speak to him. I'm getting ready to call my bank right now. I already spoke to them anyway.
Okay, ma'am. Did you dispute the process already?
Yeah, I can return the damn process. Y'all can return that mess.
No, we don't want the product back, ma'am. We don't take the product back, but I'm asking, did you already dispute the process with your bank?
Oh, I'm getting ready to call this morning. They gave me your phone number. I'm getting ready to call them back now.
Okay, so did you dispute the process or not, ma'am?
I'm getting ready to call. I already talked to them. They gave me your phone number.
I'm asking, did you dispute the process
or
not, ma'am?
Excuse me?
I'm asking, did you dispute the process or not?
Did I dispute the product?
Did you dispute the charges on the account, ma'am?
I didn't know what the charges were. She gave me the number.
Okay, so I definitely understand.
And she said
you
called me
back. So let me cancel the account out and get you a full refund of the $91.89 and the $92.90.
And did you buy this stuff online? I said, I think it was online, some smart stuff or something like that. And she said, well, you call me right back. I already talked to her.
So, ma'am, as I was stating, I can refund you the full refund, ma'am.
You cannot?
I can, ma'am.
When are you going to refund me? Because I got to go to buy my groceries.
It will take 3 to 5 business days in order for you to get the full refund amount of $92.90.
And I'm getting ready to call my bank in the meantime and say that you got another $92.90. Do not pay that. And you also deducted
the charges successfully went through,
nine.
Ma'am. Now I'm trying to, go ahead and refund the account of both of those full refund, ma'am. If you could just give me a moment to get that in process for you, I'll be more than happy to get it situated. But please do not dispute the process, because your bank will review this account and see that the charges are valid, and they will, get the funds back.
I know they will. That's why she told me to call her back.
They will not refund you, ma'am.
Okay, well, you go ahead and do what you need to do.
Okay, give me one brief moment to get you.
Why are you taking me through all the changes? Why didn't you say that before? I have to go to the grocery store and buy food.
Well, ma'am, you did not cancel this account out in time, and I did speak with my supervisor.
You did not say also on your statement that after you do not respond in 14 days, there would be additional charge of $91.89 or $92.90. You did not state that. That is illegal.
Ma'am. It's not illegal, ma'am. It did, ma'am. I'm looking at the website right now.
Statement. Well, just look. Go ahead and refund my money back. because I'm just getting very irate by now.
Yes, ma'am, I definitely do understand. Let me go ahead and get you situated. But as I stated once before, ma'am, the charges are valid on this account.
We're talking about $185. Are you kidding me? $184.79 for some cream and a pan of Danone. Are you kidding me? What is your name?
Amia, A-M-I-A.
What is it?
Amia, A-M-I-A.
Unbelievable. Something tell me, do not do this. Don't do this. Go back and call them, tell them you don't want this. $185. And here I'm trying to go to the grocery store. Like, what the hell is this in my account? I called my bank. They said this is some smart lie hell or something. 888-803-3048. She said, call me back if they don't give your money back. I said, I sure will. So when should I be respecting my refund?
In the next 3 to 5 business days, as I stated once before, ma'am.
Kidding me?
3 to 5 business days.
All this money. I'll never order nothing from y'all again.
Definitely understand, ma'am. Make sure you read the terms condition if you ever do.
No, what y'all need to do is put on a statement. If you do not respond in 14 days, a refund of whatever amount will be deducted from your account.
We do provide that information, ma'am. If you don't go over them, then this will happen.
You can go to court for that.
Not really, ma'am. We do have the terms and conditions there. You receive the product. There's nothing fraudulent on the account. If you do, dispute something and it's not fraudulent, ma'am, you could possibly charge a federal fine due to false accusation of fraud.
When was my 14 days up?
Ma'am?
When was my 14 days up?
Your 14 days had ended by the 12th of April, ma'am.
And you went in my account without even notifying me saying that.
Ma'am, it will automatically come out of the account.
Well, are we getting ready to go in and deduct this amount from your account? And I'm getting ready to go to the grocery store to buy food. And I'm like, let me see how much money do I have in my account. What is this $90.82? Then you're telling me again that $92 going to be deducted again. Are you kidding me, Amir?
It already had been deducted, ma'am.
Well, you need to put it back in there as of ASAP up today.
Definitely understand, but ma'am, the information was there.
Give me a confirmation number that you did it.
If you give me time, ma'am, I have everything provided for you, ma'am. I'm just trying to get everything situated.
This is crazy. Pandemic, they're going to go in your account and deduct that automatically without letting you know, not even sending you a damn email.
Well, ma'am, did you go with those terms and conditions?
Amelia, please just put my money back in the bank so I can go buy me some food.
Now, it's not going to instantly go back into your account. It will take a business week, ma'am.
You said 3 to 5 business days, right?
Right, a business week.
Okay, so I will be calling back.
Almost finished.
Woo! Never, ever again. Never. My bank told me to call him back. It's a lot of money. You don't think this a lot of money?
No, ma'am. If you read the terms and conditions, I already provided you that information.
She would say that you work for the company.
We have a lot of customers who actually buy the product.
Yeah, but that's good for them. I don't want the product. Mm-mm.
Did you enjoy it at least?
I didn't even think about that. I don't think I use stuff like every night. Like I said, you want it back, you can have it.
We don't take the product back.
Hey, just, Amelia, just process the transaction so I can go and do my food shopping.
So you will be receiving an email confirming the cancellation and also the refund within the next 24 to 48 hours. It does take 3 to 5 business days in order for those funds to reappear back within your account. I do have a cancellation number available whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
That will be C as in Charlie. 56, 24, 11, 5, A as in Apple, F as in Frank, B as in Bravo.
V as in what?
Bravo.
C56, 24, 11, 5,
B as in Bravo.
I thought you said 5AFA.
56, 24, 11, 5, A as in Apple, F as in Frank, B as in Bravo.
Okay, and you're going to send me an email confirmation also, right?
Yes, ma'am. You will get that cancellation confirmation.
I'm going to take that right to the bank, too.
And it will be within the next 24 to 48 hours. Do give it 3 to 5 business days in order for those funds to reappear back within your account. I greatly appreciate you for giving customer service a call. You enjoy your day.
Okay, if not, I'll be calling you back and about my money.
Understand.
And I will be sending this to my bank.
Definitely understand.
Let them know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You have a good day.
You do the same. Thank you for calling customer service. Bye-bye.